أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا. ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين ودع أذاهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about some of the qualities of our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And amongst those qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he is the mubashir, he is the bringer of glad tidings, bearer of good news. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Hey Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give the glad tidings to the mu'mineen, those who have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is that glad tidings? بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَضْلًا كَبِيرًا. That certainly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very great grace and a very great honor from Allah Rabbul Izzat. In this world also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you honor. At the time of maut also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you honor. In this world, Allah had made you kuntum khayra ummah. Allah had made you the best ummah, provided you execute the duties of the best ummah. And then at the time of maut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that honor and grace. And obviously in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter you into Jannah. Thereafter Allah says, وَلَا تُتِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ. Hey Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not obey the kafirin, the disbelievers, والمنافقين, and also the munafiqin, the hypocrites. Now it was not conceivable that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have obeyed in any aspect the disbelievers or even the hypocrites. So on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on the other hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala intends that this whole ummah takes this prohibition very, very seriously, that in every aspect of our lives, we do not follow the hypocrites, we do not follow the disbelievers. But looking at the sequence of these ayat and verses, sometime before, we discussed that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mutabanna, his adopted son, Hazrat Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was married to Hazrat Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then that marriage did not work out, and a talaq, a divorce had taken place, and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was that the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself marries Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. The awkward situation for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was this, that this was not prevalent amongst the Arabs, that they did not marry the daughters of their adopted sons, and hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had found some difficulty in this. And obviously, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam fulfilled the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by marrying Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala an. And there was a lot of taunting that was going around. There was a lot of talking that was going around from the munafiqeen, from the kafirin, etc. And hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possibly could be making reference to this also. That this is the rule of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala utilizes you to break a system that was not and never revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not make sense in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that one cannot marry his adopted son's wife, ex-wife, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala possibly could be making reference to this. وَدَعْ أَذَاهُمْ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And turn away and leave they harming you. In other words, turn a blind eye to the different types of harms and different types of difficulties that they may impose upon you. Because you are the Nabi of Allah, and you need to continue your mission and your work. It happens, a common experience also, that sometimes we get detractors, we get people that distract us from the kind of work that we are doing, especially in the work of deen. When we are inviting people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll get sometimes criticism that is unwanted, sometimes, alhamdulillah, it may be constructive, but by and large, people speak. And unfortunately, some of us are weak. weak in our emotional state, weak in our spiritual state, we begin to pay attention to these unnecessary criticisms. And the result is we are distracted from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here is a very, very powerful message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all those that are doing the work of deen also, that these distractors will always come in the way. They haven't done anything. They sit in their lounges and they will criticize and condemn, but we cannot turn our attention towards them. We have a mission, and that mission is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that mission is to acquire the rewards and the thawab that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has in store for us. And our mission is to give the da'wat of deen, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by these prohibitions that we should never ever be distracted by those. And obviously Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was never ever distracted. And then Allah says, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect. Because you are on this mission of deen, because you are inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pleased with you. But obviously these people will come in the way. Place your trust in Allah Rabbul Izzat. Do what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands. Practice that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and continue your mission. Wakafa billahi wakila, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best disposer of affairs. In other words, Allah Rabbul Izzat is the best of wakils. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see to it that all your matters are solved, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take care of all your matters. So in these two brief ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to continue this mission of Islam, inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to turn towards those that will try to distract. And obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the confirmation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will see to the affairs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.